Well, hello everybody and welcome. Happy Saturday. It is the home opener Saturday, and that means it is time for us to celebrate being around the table together live from the City of Gastronomy, where we welcome the most interesting and influential tastemakers, newsmakers, style makers, lawmakers, movers and shakers, foodies and friends, foodies, because no matter what else you are, if you're foodie, you're foodie all the way. Each and every day we join. There we come to this beautiful place that we call home that is more delicious than any other place on the planet. And even on football Saturday and kickoff hometown all today, we're gonna talk to Ryan Clark, Chef Ryan Clark from Casino del Sol, because he's got an exceptional event taking place today. And if you're heading out to the U of A for tailgating for the home opener for the U of A's football season, which commences today. The home season commences today. Chef Ryan Clark is going to be joining us in just a little bit with his Sol Bowl tailgating contest. He has been sharing recipes with all of us. And in the spirit of Bear Down, he and his friends at the Casino del Sol are looking for Tucson's best tailgate cooks. They're going to be doing the upcoming Sol Bowl Tailgate Championship all season long. And what you're going to do is, if you're going out to the game to tailgate, you're going to use his recipes, and he's going to go around and he's going to find you and he's going to taste the food that you've made, and he's going to crown a champion. So starting on Saturday, September 7th, which is today, the University of Arizona's first home football game of the season is also the kickoff of the Casino del Sol Sol Bowl Tailgate Championship. And Chef Ryan Clark, who is the executive chef out at the Casino del Sol, is going to be on the field during the game to present an official Sol Bowl chef's apron from Chef Works and a $500 gift card towards their next tailgate experience from Casino del Sol. And all you've got to do is make one of his absolutely fantastic recipes. And he's going to be out there trying them all out. Now, I want to say a very special shout out to one of my favorite people on the planet. Hello, Sydney. Are you there? This is your pink hello. I'm so glad you're listening today, and I'm so happy that you're my friend. Little pink. I love that. All right. My friend, Lear Marquez-Peterson, is the director of the local chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners, in addition to being one of the most visible and prominent leaders in our community. She's a dear friend and is joining us on this, our first Saturday broadcast, to sort of break the champagne bottle over the bow of this broadcast ship. She joins me now, Lear Marquez-Peterson. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Jennifer, and congratulations on the
Lear,
Saturday
how are
show.
You?
Very good.
I know. I love weekend. You know, it's funny, Lear. I have been doing Saturday shows my whole career, and it feels so natural to be back where I started and belong, because Saturday is the day we all go to the farmer's market, and we get to relax a little bit. We get to cook with our families in a relaxed manner. We get to go to home football games. We get to celebrate at tailgates. It really becomes the place where our family memories around the food and table that means so much to us happen. And so I'm really happy to be back, and I'm really happy to have you as my first guest. How are you?
No, thank you. And our family's gearing up for the football game later tonight. We'll be out there tailgating and enjoying the game and have our season tickets, so we're very excited about today and ready to bear down.
Okay, bear down. Let's talk a little bit about family traditions. You and your family have had such a generous leadership presence in this community for some time, and you've really done a lot to become a pioneer in many respects. You're the first Latina to hold statewide office in the state of Arizona. Can you talk a little bit about what that bear down spirit means on the home opener day of the U of A football season?
Well, that's an interesting question. So our family has quite a history at the University of Arizona. My grandfather went to the U of A, my father, my mother, many aunts and uncles, certainly my brother and I, and now my daughter. So we're multi-generational U of A Wildcats. For us, being part of the U of A and football season and so many activities throughout the year has been very exciting. It's a big part of our family. We're very involved on campus, serving on different committees. I serve on the U of A's foundation board and on the Hispanic Advisory Council. So just really like to plug in. And as you know, and your listeners know, U of A is such a major part of our community, of our region. It's the, one of the largest economic drivers we have. And I think a lot of our small businesses, you know, certainly are dependent on U of A students and professors coming back during the school year. And having run the Tucson Hispanic Chamber for almost 10 years, and we were located across the street, we certainly kind of ebbed and flowed in our traffic in front of the station, or in front of the chamber, certainly ebbed and flowed when students were in school and when they weren't. So, I mean, I think U of A just has such a huge and very positive impact on our community, and our families continue to stay very involved.
So what is the Marcus Peterson family tailgate tradition taste like?
We're not very organized around it. We tend to show up at other people's tailgates, to be honest. we did probably a decade of setting up our own tailgate and tents and all that, and now we rely on others.
You know, but that's the hospitality of Tucson. That's the sort of stone soup welcome to my table conviviality that we share. There's always enough to share with everybody that comes to the table. You know, Leah, as commissioner for the Arizona Corporation Commission, this role allows you to see that really broad 35,000 feet perspective of not only the culture and the economy, but what is coming, what's heading our way. And you're having a really powerful and impactful role in those things. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, what's on the horizon now that you've been at the Corporation Commission and sort of soaking it all in? What are the things that are really encouraging you, and where are you going to focus some attention on behalf of Southern Arizonans, or all Arizonans, I should say?
That's a good question.
Particularly Southern Arizonans that love you.
Yeah, it's a statewide position, as you know, and there's so many issues impacting our electricity, water, gas, I mean, railroad, pipeline, all throughout the state. If folks have been following the Corporation Commission, we've been talking quite a bit about disconnect policies in these very high heat temperature months of the summer. We are having a workshop coming up actually on September 30th to talk about disconnect policies permanently, and so that's very top of mind. Most people aren't aware that there's some 300 private water companies in the state. We work with them on infrastructure investment and financing and their rate cases, and so we're in the middle of a number of those. From the Northern Arizona perspective, we're talking a lot about biomass and thinning the forests. There are just so many interesting issues that we're tackling, and I encourage people to weigh in, to take a look at the website, azcc.gov. They can watch our proceedings there, or write letters, or send us emails, and certainly can communicate with me. And what was important to me as a commissioner, since I'm the only one not based in Phoenix, my home is here in Tucson, I opened a Tucson office right away. So folks can meet with me at the state building downtown or up in the Phoenix area. And I'm trying to get out and about quite a bit, actually, in the next couple months, speaking at Kiwanis and chambers throughout the state and different groups, so they can be aware of all the issues that the ACC is tackling.
And before I let you go, you've also, because you didn't have enough on your plate with all the volunteer roles you have and the boards you sit on and your new role at the Corporation Commission, you have, with those roots that ran deep for the Hispanic Chamber, focused your attention on the upcoming sort of revival of the National Association of Women Business Owners here in Southern Arizona. I just want to give you a minute to talk about that, because it's something that I had a long history with back east before I even moved here. So I know the organization well, and I want to see it succeed, and what can we do to help?
Yeah, thank you. So prior to being appointed by the governor to the Corporation Commission, I launched a public affairs firm after leaving the Hispanic Chamber. And when I started the firm up and started bringing on clients, I thought, well, I really need a network of small business owners, of folks that are, you know, going through a similar situation to I am in startup mode, and look for NABO, which I had been part of, and I actually been president of here in Tucson in 2003, and had found that it had folded, unfortunately. It had closed down. Having known NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners, and their national presence, I called the national office and asked about reinstating our organization here in Greater Tucson, and they were very supportive. So we launched about February to restart our activities and really create support for women business owners in Southern Arizona. Very excited. In just these few short months, we're up to about 40 members of women business owners and growing. We have a coffee coming up actually Monday, September 16th. We're meeting at Synergy Plaza. There's a Savaya coffee there at Fort Lowland Swan. We're meeting there to talk to prospective members from 9 a.m. to 10:30 about what NABO provides and the support we provide to one another as women business owners to help us grow and scale our business. And then we're planning a luncheon. It's open to the public. We have Claudia Zanes of Zanes Law speaking on innovatively building your business, because she took really a one-man lawyer firm, right, her husband's firm, Doug Zanes, and grew it into this multi-million dollar law firm throughout the state. We're going to hear her story and hear her suggestions at a luncheon at the Sheraton at Grant and Rosemont on a Friday, September 27th from 11:30 to 1:30. All that can be found on our website, which is nabo.org. NABO.org/Greater-Tucson. And folks can find out what we're up to. Another easy way is to find us on Facebook, NABO Tucson. And we've got, you know, several hundred women-owned businesses that are engaging with us on our Facebook and an email. And we're really hoping to gather folks together so we can start having some really important conversations about how to grow and scale our businesses. And obviously, with my background at the Chamber, this is something that really interests me. I do still have my own firm, so I'm operating as a small business as well as an Arizona Corporation Commissioner at this time, and just really enjoy pulling the people back together related to entrepreneurship and business ownership.
Well, thank you for everything you do, for the leadership, for the generosity, and for spending time with us. I'm looking forward to meeting the new NABO members and learning about their businesses, but more importantly, I'm really looking forward to welcoming you all back to my table. Are you going to the Tucson Pops concert tomorrow night at Reed Park? Because the fall Tucson Pops season is kicking off, and it's about the only thing that would be as exciting to me as going to the U of A home opener.
No, and I hadn't planned on it, but we'll have to check that out. See about getting the family out there. That would be fun.
Well, we've got all the details. We've got all the details coming up next with Joanna Westcott. Listen, Leah Marcus Peterson, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for having me on.
We're going to welcome Joanna Westcott on behalf of the Tucson Pops Orchestra. If you want to plan a really exciting weekend, I know you're probably already figuring out how to get to the U of A game and tailgating, how you're going to spend your day today, maybe tailgating and prepping the food so that you participate in Chef Ryan Clark's Casino del Sol Soul Bowl Tailgating Championship. And then tomorrow, the amazing Tucson Pops are on a quest for the future of the legacy of the amazing maestro Laszlo Varasz. They're going to continue to welcome and audition potential successors to our great and beloved Laszlo. And he's going to help by welcoming a couple more as the conductor search narrows to talk about the upcoming fall Tucson Pop season at Reed Park. If you don't know about these absolutely charming concerts, we have one of the great orchestras in the West, and the Tucson Pops bring this community together, and the Sunday evening concerts at Reed Park allow you to do a different kind of tailgating, a delicious kind of tailgating. And Joanna Westcott from the Tucson Pops, welcome, 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 welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Joanna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am so happy that you're here. Do you have a good summer?
I did. It was not long enough, of course.
Hey, listen, for people that are planning their weekend and they are aware that the Tucson Pops concert season for the fall is kicking off, we'll talk about the tradition of having two separate seasons, that beautiful spring season that we just experienced together in the upcoming fall season. Talk about the Tucson Pops Reed Park concert traditions.
Well, the Tucson Pops has been in Tucson, Arizona for 65 years. We're celebrating the 65th anniversary this fall. has a long tradition. Laszlo Verich is our third maestro within the 65 years. And we're currently looking to find an eventual fourth maestro, a fourth conductor. And we have an amazing lineup of about eight contenders. And this Sunday, Andy Bade, who is best known as the afternoon radio announcer for the classical 90.5 KUAT-FM, will be our guest conductor. He will be conducting.
Oh, fun.
Yep. He's an amazing person. We've had the most amazing conductors from since fall of 2018. And but, you know, I would just have to say it's really hard-pressed to find anybody as good as Laszlo Verich. He's amazing. He's an amazing conductor. He is so good with the crowd. He's just been the face and voice and baton.
But he's an amazing human being. I mean, he's an amazing human being.
Yeah, he is. He is.
And I don't think there's anybody that loves the Tucson Pops in this community more than Maestro Laszlo Verich, and this country for that matter.
He is a true patriot. He loves his patriotic tunes, marches, and in the springtime he'll dress up as John Philip Sousa, and everybody looks forward to seeing that. Some of the traditions that he's put into place, I think, maybe, hopefully, he'll still be our conductor for the next 5 years, 10 years, who knows. Maybe he'll be conducting when he's 110. But his traditions that he's put into place for the Tucson Pops Orchestra everybody looks forward to hearing and seeing him.
Let's talk about the culinary tradition of tailgating at the Tucson Pops concerts, because there is a full array of what people bring, in addition to the Sunday food truck rally lineup from the Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank. Donna DeConcini and her friends have come together. And this year they're bringing, for the fall season, quesadilla and more, takoyaki bowls, Johnny's Philippine, cheesy javelina hot dogs, my beloved Sarge's cheesecake and ice cream, and those ice cream sandwiches that Sarge and his wife make are exceptional. They're some of the most delicious things I've ever eaten. We've got Hawaiian shave ice, and there's a coffee set up by the Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank and more. But people do everything from bringing a silver candelabra and their, you know, Grey Poupon mustard to
you
know, having a potluck to just bring a sandwich and a soda.
Yes, there are. It's really fun to see how many people, or actually, you know, we have a crowd of about 8,000 people, and some folks just will bring a sandwich from Subway to these amazing culinary treats and fabulous looking dishes. And they'll bring tablecloths or just a sandwich on the blanket. And, of course, the food trucks. We are so grateful that the food trucks come to the Tucson Pops and park and are available. And they have some of the best food. Donna DeConcini has been gracious, and she's got a fabulous collection of all of her friends and people within her food truck group. They've all been amazing. And they love the Tucson Pops Orchestra crowd. And I will tell you, we have a very polite crowd of people that come in. And the hill at the end of the night is picked up and clean. Tucson Parks people love us.
Let's talk a little bit about the musical tradition of the Pops. For people that are new to town, if you've just gotten to the U of A, if you're listening to us for the first time, welcome. The Tucson Pops is a tradition that is rich and very much like the community itself. it is representational of a relaxed, hospitable, welcoming vibe. It's a connoisseur's experience that is extraordinarily accessible, just like the exquisite cuisine that defines our city of gastronomy. You know, the food and music are the things that really enrich life here in Southern Arizona. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The Tucson Pops Orchestra has one of the, like you said earlier, one of the finest orchestras. It's a full orchestra. We have 50 musicians. Many of them are with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. We have had many guest soloists from the Tucson Boys Chorus, Crystal Stark. We've had a variety of different music. We've had a banjo, we've had piano, we've had many young musicians that are amazing soloists that even as young as the age of 13 have been our soloists with the orchestra. We've had Irish dancers on our stage. We've had the Mexican, Jennifer, what is the name of the...
The mariachis?
Mariachi band and...
the mariachis?
Folklorico. And we've had many different traditional orchestras like the Balalaika Orchestra. We've had...
The Irish dancers. I mean, it's been amazing.
It is amazing. And it's a wide variety of types of music from classical to march to Gershwin to Broadway shows. In fact, our announcer, Jack Newbeck, is a Broadway star. And he's come back home to Tucson. And he's on the board and he announces every single show, except for this one. He is out of town.
But he does a great job.
Oh, he's amazing. And he gets the audience enthused, and he connects very well with the audience, just like Lazlo. And they have an amazing electricity between the two of them on stage. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, if you could just, our tagline is Music Under the Stars. And you just come out with a lawn chair, some great food, and just sit. You can bring your children, and you can, if your pets are well behaved, your pets may come out. Long, long, long time ago, there was a gentleman that would come out to the Pops Orchestra, and he'd sit near the front, and he had this crazy parrot that would sit on his shoulder, and every time the music started, the parrot would just sit on his shoulder and dance. You know, so children, animals, grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters, everybody is welcome. The concerts are free to attend. They start at 7, but I would suggest people get there at 6 o'clock or before to find a really good spot, get your food out, and just sit and enjoy. It's amazing just to lean back, listen to beautiful music. Look at the star. It's just an amazing 2 hours. I get.
The Tucson Pops welcomes guest conductor Andy. The Tucson Pops welcome guest conductor Andy Bate on Sunday, September 8th, 2019 at 7 p.m. at the DeMeester Outdoor Performance Center at Reed Park. And what I'll say about the Tucson Pops is like the cuisine of Tucson. There's some cose fan tutti. There's a little something for everything. Joanna Westcott, thank you so much for being here with us today. We're going to take a very quick break. And we come back, Ryan Clark, the executive chef at Casino del Sol, is kicking off the 2019 Casino del Sol Soul Bowl Tailgating Championship. We will join him live at the U of A for the home opener right after this. You are listening to Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy. This is KVOI, AM 1030. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy. I'm Jennifer English, and I am so happy to welcome you to my table. It's the home opener of the University of Arizona's football season, and that means tailgating time. We're talking about tailgating at the U of A. We're talking about tailgating at the Tucson Pops, because when you live in a place as beautiful as this and you can eat outdoors almost all year long, you do. And you elevate the art of eating outdoors before any event to an art form. No one has done that and celebrates that more than Chef Ryan Clark. He's the executive chef at the Casino del Sol. And this year, he has an exceptional event that he's inviting us to share with him, not just in the enjoyment, but in the cooking, preparation, celebrating, and in the competitive spirit that Saturday football games in Southern Arizona churn up. He is helping us feel like we're part of the action with his really exciting event. We welcome him now live from the University of Arizona home opener. It's Executive Chef Ryan Clark from the Casino del Sol Sol Bowl Tailgating Championships. Ryan Clark, welcome back.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Awesome. This is such an amazing idea.
We're super excited. I mean, I'm a Tucson native. I've been a Wildcat forever. I watch all the sports. Huge football fan, huge basketball fan. It just seemed like a no-brainer to try to tie something in with food and family and friends and obviously university athletics.
Talk to me about how the Casino del Sol Sol Bowl Tailgating Championship was born.
So a good friend of mine, Bo McMillan, he's a chef up in Phoenix, runs Sanctuary and Elements. He does a similar concept with the Arizona Cardinals, and him and I have talked about this for years, and I was like, I need to bring something like that down to Tucson. You know, we need to have something exciting like that. We have great cooks, and I'm talking about home cooks, not just chefs, that spend, honestly, months planning these tailgates. I mean, U of A shows up every year, main gate lawn, for all the home games, and they have the most amazing tailgate. And I thought, you know, what's a way that we can recognize them and find home cooks that are really cooking like professional chefs?
Talk to us about what the Sol Bowl Tailgating Championship is. And given that the game is tonight, is it too late to make something and bring it down?
So it's two parts. So one part is you do have to have season tickets and a tailgating spot on Main Gate Lawn, which is sold out every single year. So if you have a spot on Main Gate Lawn, you know, you're eligible to compete. Unfortunately, I can't be everywhere. There's a lot of tailgating that goes on around Tucson, but we tried to centralize it right outside the stadium. So if you have a spot on Main Gate Lawn, we encourage you to go online to casinodelsol.com/Sol Bowl. You can sign up there, and that makes sure that you're on my radar and I can come try and find you. But you don't need to sign up. We will be walking around the lawn today. And we'll be tasting food from just about everybody that we can get our hands on. So we're excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Chef Ryan Clark from the Casino del Sol, as the sort of dreamer upper of this incredible Casino del Sol Sol Bowl Tailgating Championship, you get to define what great tailgating is like in Tucson by virtue of seeing how people actually tailgate. What do you, as a lifelong Wildcat, and a Wildcat fan, and as a chef, what do you define or see the Tucson tailgating tradition as being, and what do we do particularly well?
I think, you know, for me, I look for people that are taking a lot of time and effort that they're putting into it. You know, anybody can cook something that's quick and easy, but if you're out there and you're slow smoking something or you're slow braising, you know, that's really what tailgate's all about, because it's about getting friends and family together. You know, cooking together, it taking a process of love and time, and then everybody gets together once that game's about to start and has a great meal together. So I'm going to look definitely for kind of the old school barbecue. But one of the things that we did this year is we partnered with some local purveyors, as we always do at Casino del Sol. And some of our big partners are Dragoon Brewing and Heirloom Farmers Market. I mention that because we want to have people think about tailgate in a different light. And what I mean by that is that, you know, using local, this great city of gastronomy in Tucson that we have, you can go to the farmer's market and pick up your meats, vegetables, honey, vinegars, olive oils, and bring that to the tailgate and really cook Tucson food. And that's exciting in this time of age.
One of the things, do you know, in the recipes that you've shared, one of the recipes was a ribs recipe. And I think that there are some tailgating traditions that people make sort of coast to coast and then localize with certain flavors. But then there are other things. Have you eaten something that consistently shows up at Tucson tailgates that you know you just don't taste anywhere else, like tamale pie? Or is there something that's really traditional for Tucson tailgating?
One thing that I personally like to cook, and I see a lot of places are different types of tacos, obviously, but Sonoran hot dogs. I mean, that doesn't get any more Tucson than a Sonoran hot dog. So, you know, if you can get a really good hot dog, one of the recipes that we're going to be releasing this year is a chili dog, but we're using Ben Forbes from Forbes Meat Company. We're using his all-beef hot dog that he makes from scratch to put that together. And the chili is made with native beans from the Sonora and southern Arizona area. And it just comes together really nicely. So I'd have to say a Sonoran hot dog. I mean, you see them a lot out on the tailgates. It's just delicious Tucson food.
What's kind of cool about that, too, I have to say, the Ben Forbes hot dog is a bit of an urban legend because they are so good. They get snapped up so quickly from the Five Points Farmers Market that if you don't get there early on a Sunday morning when he's selling them, but he's really good about delivering them to you. It's just, I have to tell you, they're very, very popular. So I want to know how we can make sure everybody knows that these are like the best hot dogs in town.
Well, you definitely want to get on his list. If you order them from him, he'll hold them for you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, that farmer's market does really well.
Yeah. No, it's terrific.
Super awesome.
Listen, today is all about the U of A. It's all about the U of A home opener. It's all about the Casino del Sol Soul Bowl tailgating championships. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about what's going on at the Casino del Sol with your new fall menus and the season coming up with PY and the rest of the outlets there, because I don't think the casino's ever tasted more delicious as it has under your helm.
Oh, well, thank you. We do have some exciting stuff coming up. Brand new hotels opening in November. And so we're going to have a bunch more rooms, a new pool out there for everybody to enjoy. So we're super excited about that. And we'll have a lot of festivities that surround that in November. But just around the corner on Sunday, next Sunday, we have Laura Williamson coming down. She's a master sommelier. Some of her friends are coming, too. I think we have three other master sommeliers. So you're going to have four master sommeliers for dinner with chefs at PY Steakhouse. It's an unusual day for us. We're going to open up on a Sunday just for the dinner. Believe me, the wines are absolutely phenomenal. She did a lot of work picking these out, and we were back and forth while she's traveling around the world doing her amazing job of being a master sommelier. So that's going to be a lot of fun coming up here.
That's going to be really fun. And I can't wait to come out and taste some of these delicious tailgating discoveries that you make, because for me, one of the best parts about the football game is leading up to the football game and the tailgating experience. I love that you've taken a way for people to become part of the action and highlighting the fellow foodies who really love to cook and be convivial and share that food with one another. I love that there are recipes that you've shared that people are going to make their own. And I really adore the fact that this is going to celebrate one new dimension of our city of gastronomy. I really salute you. And, you know, Bo McMillan's a dear friend because he's from my original neck of the woods in New England. And as a Food Network star, he brought a lot of attention to our region. But he also is very generous in giving back. And that you and he are tag teaming like a great duo of incredible food wrestlers. I have to salute you both and say thank you for bringing the Casino del Sol Soul Bowl Tailgating Championships to Tucson.
Yeah, I'm super excited, and we appreciate it. And the most exciting part about it is the winner is going to get to go out on the field with me before the end of the second quarter. We're going to award them with this amazing custom Soul Bowl champion chef's apron, and they get $500 and gift cards towards their next tailgate. And I think the coolest part about that is you get to go out in front of all your friends and family on the field live for this presentation.
But you know me, I'm an apron wearer. I'm like, ooh, an apron? Where do I sign up? Executive Chef Ryan. Listen, you have no idea. I'll be happy to come out and judge with you sometime, too, because you know how much I love this community and the food that makes it what it is. And I will wear my apron. Executive Chef Ryan Clark, the Casino del Sol Soul Bowl Tailgating Championship kicks off today. Have you been out and have you seen some of your competitors already out there? Are they already firing up grills and smokers and setting up?
Yeah, we went down earlier this morning about an hour and a half ago, and the lawn's already starting to fill up. I mean, it's probably about three quarters of the way full. People are out there. I see smokers going. You can already start to smell that kind of charcoal get lit, and the wood start to you know, lightly smoke and fill the lawn with good smells. So we're excited.
Neat.
It's going to be fun.
Neat. Hey, listen, have fun, and I'll see you a little bit later.
I appreciate it. You guys take care.
Executive Chef Ryan Clark and the Tucson home opener of the University of Arizona football season is the stage on which the Casino del Sol Soul Bowl Tailgating Championship is going to kick off. We're going to go and take another very quick break with messages from our beloved and delicious sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Donna DeConcini about the farmers markets that make this area so great. There's a farmers market taking place today up at Mount Lemmon if you want to get away and have a little bit of cool. We're going to talk about who the big, delicious, and local food trucks are that are going to be at the Tucson Pops. And we have an announcement. We're going to share that at the end of the show. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. This is Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy on KVOI. Heard worldwide on the World Wide Web at KVOI.com. Welcome back. This is Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy. I'm Jennifer English, welcoming you to my table. And my good friend Donna DeConcini is joining us live from her farmer's market on cool Mount Lemmon. If you're riding around right now and it's warm already, and it's going to be a long, warm day, you can imagine the cool that's taking place up on Mount Lemmon. The Farmers Market is just one of many events that she hosts, all for the benefit of the Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank, including tomorrow night's Tucson Pops concert, where her food truck rally will bring together some of the best local cuisinistes and foodies and local vendors to make this incredible kickoff to the Pops fall season so delicious. Donna DeConcini, welcome. Tell us a little bit about the market up on Mount Lemmon today.
You know, we may be cutting out. Buck and I are up here, and it's probably about 60 degrees, and we've got about 50 vendors. We're doing all kinds of wonderful jewelry and food items that are being sold here to raise money for Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank. You want to say hi to Buck?
Hey, Jen, how are you doing?
Hey, Buck. Hey, love, how are you?
I'm doing good.
How you feeling? Talk to us about what you brought up to the market today, because we love what you do. Not only are you one of our favorite musicians, and we're going to play a little of your music before we end the show today, but I wanted to introduce people to the healing magic that you bring to the markets, because you and I are soulmates in this survivorship, and I love introducing people to what you do.
Well, so I grow hemp myself. I cook it down to coconut oil. I make a product I call green goo out of that. It's edible. It can be used as an oil or as an ointment, and it can be used as an ingredient in cooking. It's very concentrated, very high CBD content. Today I brought a dozen orange cookies, sugar cookies.
And brownies.
Oh, yum.
I brought some brownies. I brought some margarita cookies, and I brought some lemon cookies. And, of course, my ointment and some seeds. So want to grow their own, I can teach them how to do that.
Buck, talk a little bit about how sweet relief can be and how you make something that has helped people who haven't found relief in any other way feel that sweetness.
Well, what I've done is the initial product is the ointment. When you apply that to anywhere on the body that has a pain center, you feel immediate relief from it. And it's amazing that I'm still amazed every time I use it. But then I discovered, well, it was obvious that it's just coconut oil and hemp. And I discovered that it was a very flavorful thing, too. And it's now being used in all kinds of products. I make a variety of things, but other people are using it also that have purchased it from me, and they're using it in cooking and baking themselves and coming up with their own creative ideas. But it allows you to rest. It takes away your pain. It helps with anxiety, sleeplessness. It's an amazing herb. It's all natural. It's not a real high. It's not that kind of thing. But it is very helpful and very relaxing.
We love the music that you make, and we're going to finish the show today with some of your music. But I wanted to invite you to talk a little bit about why it is that you share the products you share at the markets with your customers, because you're very humble in the way that you describe how helpful they are, but that's not what gets you out there. What gets you out there, it seems to me, is the helping people part. Will you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I first got started with this with Donnie at Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank. I shopped at Safeway one morning or afternoon, and she was there with her fair, and I just walked up and said, hey, I've got this stuff. I think it's saving my life. I think I can. Others can benefit from it. Gee, would you let me give it a chance? And she said, sure. And at first it was like very slow, and people were very apprehensive and not too sure about things. But now it's in just a space of 9 months, the world has changed dramatically. And I enjoy personally the reward, not the money, but the reward of seeing people's faces when they benefit from the relief this brings. Also, I love contributing to the animal food bank process here. This is what they've got, what Donna's got set up here is arranged in such a wonderful way that all of us participate in a good cause at the same time. So we do our art, we do our craft, we sometimes do our music, and we benefit the animal food bank. And I know we all like that part of it.
Buck, before we let you go, we want to let people know that you don't have to go all the way up to Mount Lemmon to find you. Can people find you off the mountain? Tell me where else you might be bringing your goo.
So Broadway and Houghton, there's a Safeway there. You have to look online for the pop-up tent. Is that how we do that? Yeah.
Well, let me ask. Let's ask Donna that one.
Yeah. Okay. So Buck is at Broadway Houghton Market, and we're going to be meeting every second and fourth Saturday, and every first and third Saturday we're at our Canyon on Catalina Highway in Tanca Verde. And also down on Wednesday in Green Valley at the Sarita Plaza for the Wednesday event that we have there. All of these events, all of the vendors come, and it's to raise money for Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank. So you can get Buck on Broadway Hat Market or at Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank. His number, his posting thing is right there on our Facebook page, so that you can contact him directly if you need a direct sale.
Yep, that's perfect.
That's awesome. And listen, Donna, before we run out of time and before I let you go, talk a little bit about tomorrow night's food truck rally at the Tucson Pops and the vendors that you're bringing out there and the kickoff to the fall season.
Oh, we're so excited. It's a Reed Park. The food trucks open at 5:30 and the concert starts at 7:00. It's a free concert. by the Tucson Pops Orchestra. We have cheesecake and ice cream. We have Hawaiian shaved ice. We have takoyaki balls. We've got Johnny Filipino. We've got Gigi Havalia. We've got quesadilla and more. A great selection of foods that you can grab, a sandwich or a hot dog or a burger or Japanese food, and then go down and sit on the blanket in your chairs and listen to the most incredible music for Under the Stars at Reed Park. And again, that's at 5:30, the concert open, and at 7, the concert starts.
Well, Donna, I have a big announcement to make. I have been asked by the Tucson Pops to be the announcer for tomorrow night's concert. So I will be at the concert, and I will be out there in the announcer's role, and I'll be welcoming all of our friends to the kickoff to the Tucson Pops fall season.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's so incredible. Well, then we'll be able to visit every Sunday in the month of September as well.
That is fantastic. The Southern Arizona Food Bank for Animals, the Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank, also conducts truck rallies at lunchtime downtown on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Just tell everybody quickly about those.
We're open from 11 to 2. We normally have 4 food trucks, dessert trucks. We're on Pennington and the Hockamy Plaza. We're there able to offer all of the employees for downtown and for people that are visiting the library to come and have lunch with us. We call it the Lunch Crunch. Again, money goes to Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank. We also are going to be opening up a Tuesday at the park and market from 3 to 6, and we will be having food trucks there, plus the food vendors, produce gardeners, growers, and bread makers. So everybody will be there. Buck will be there, being able to help people take life out of the food that we eat, ground that we grow.
And we want to mention that if you have any supplies that you can share with the Southern Arizona Animal Food Bank, please bring them to these roundups, rallies, and concerts. We would be very, very happy to make sure they get to the people that need them the most. Donna DeConcini, thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you, Jen, okay?
Buck, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Buck Garrett, we're going to finish up with some of Buck Garrett's music and another mention of one of our favorite title sponsors, Boca Tacos. But I can't believe I'm saying these words, but I am dedicating this broadcast, this first Saturday broadcast of Around the Table, to one of the most incredible people I've ever shared my table with, my dear friend Ivan Escobel, who left us far too soon this week. I toast his life, his friendship, his love, and his memory. It is shocking to say those words, and I send him a great big smile and a kiss. We'll be back next Saturday at 10 a.m. live from the City of Gastronomy. This is Around the Table. When you get home today, do me a favor. Hug your kids and count your blessings.